First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, aka Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The case against Robert Tellis, the former Clark County public administrator, it is on. What is he accused of doing? He's accused of murdering a reporter that was critical of him in his position as Clark County public administrator. Jeff Gurman, an investigative reporter well known in the Las Vegas market for many, many years, and holding truth to power, or holding truth to power. I said that correct? Yes. Okay. For some reason, it didn't sound right out loud. Anyway, he lost his life in an attack in his own yard. And they're saying that Robert Tellis is the man behind that attack and that murder. Lots of evidence in this case, and it's all starting to come out. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. It's fascinating, and the surface, this looks pretty damning with the amount of evidence that is coming out. But you tell me, what's your initial reactions to this case?
Like any initial reactions I have are, what? That was literally it. What? Mm-hmm. You know, because it seems a one-off, you know, when you look at the service, you know, like, because it's very odd, in other words, to have that level of rage where you're going to kill someone by someone in a notoriety position, I'll call it, just because he was a high official, you know, to an investigative reporter who I'm sure he was used to having come at him for years, because that's what investigative reporters do. And so my initial was, what? But as you know, the first thing I always do in every case and everything I do is I start looking for behavior arcs of, you know, what does the environment around them say? As I've said on our show before, is, you know, happy people don't commit espionage. Not all unhappy people do. So I'm always looking for the environment around the individuals that are suspected of doing wrongdoings, or even if they're not suspected, I'm just looking for the unhealthy relationships surrounding an individual who's been murdered or disenfranchised in some way, because that's generally where you're going to see the smoke, and there might be fire with the smoke. And with what we're looking for in fire is evidence. And so when you look around his behavior arc, the people that he worked around didn't like him very much. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a behavior arc of really not being well liked. So that's the first, we got some smoke, but for me right now, we got the DNA under the fingernails. That is not good.
That's kind of, at the end of the day, if you got the DNA under the fingernails, it's case closed. Have we ever heard of a case where there's DNA under someone's fingernails that shouldn't be there, that's suspected of being the murderer, where it wasn't them? Unless we're talking like some sort of odd one-off situation where, you know, obviously this is not the case here, but like maybe a husband and wife having sex before the murder took place. The husband didn't do it, but you know, there's some scratching or something going on. And then that there's ways of theoretically it being there, but not like this. I don't think they were engaging in anything of that nature prior to this murder.
No, and what you have is you have an overlapping of like Venn diagrams. Mm-hmm. You know? So over here on one side, you have behavior. Think about this, do a little thought experiment. Had all the people in this guy's life said, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. He's not the type of guy that would do it. We love him. He's a great leader. He's inspirational at work. He's beloved by all, you know, for all time and memoriam. And then we have over here, DNA under fingernails. In other words, it would be him being suspected of murder would be this massive blip in an arc. But what we have is an escalation of anger and rage. It's looking like from the data we see now. We'll see later on. But I think right now we're seeing a lot of data for an escalation. And then whatever it was, there's always a critical event that blips someone over to the rage side, to the violent side. And again, I'll use my conjecture here. most likely he's been violent with someone else in the past, because you don't go from really, really angry to killing someone. You generally go from really, really angry to the physical violence, to rage, punching walls, choking someone, hitting someone, slapping someone. All these things are the escalations to finally it unleashing in a fit of, I'm going to kill you.
And Jeff Gurman, the reporter who was murdered, he wrote extensively about the turmoil in Tellis's office, including claims of bullying and retaliation. So this is, you know, it's one of those cities where things like this happen. I mean, it, like New Orleans is another city where you have a lot of corruption within government. Many cities have it. But there apparently had been quite a bit going on. Now, what happened here with Tellis is went in, kind of blew up the Clark County Public Administrator's office, changed a lot of things up. I don't know for the good or worse. I don't know. But it riled a lot of feathers and a lot of people were not very happy with him. But then, you know, Jeff, doing the reporter that he is, doing the job that he does, reported on it and talked about some of those claims of bullying and retaliation. You know, it's kind of one of those things, like you said, behavior arc. People don't just suddenly become bullies and people who retaliate against people overnight for one thing or another. This is kind of how life has been. This is their response to many things. So it's not, I think, completely out of the question that Tellis could have, you know, went and done this. It also makes me wonder, what else has he done?
Yeah, that's what makes me wonder the same thing. And typically, if you have someone that is being accused, say you have someone in the press that has really got it out for you, or in social media. I mean, we could see this in social media over time, you know, that's really got it out for you, really doesn't agree with the things you're saying or how you're interacting as a human being, and they're coming at you. If you are the type of individual that's not true for, and your entire network around you doesn't believe it, the best thing that you can do is silence. You know, Ryan Holiday in his Stoicism books writes, you know, stillness is key. You know, when someone is speaking untruths and it's just one blip of someone coming at you, the best thing you can do, because your entire arc of people around you, all the relationships you have, wouldn't believe it anyway, you just be silent and it goes away because it's one off. But for him not to do that and get so defensive over that those kind of accusations and all these things, it doesn't bode well for him and his defense team.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.